Hello, it's Jim McCoy, RMI Works.
Hi, Jim. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Tina.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad to hear it. I was actually just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card we have on file.
Sure. I got things going on there. Let me give you a proper card number.
You
I'm
got
changing,
it.
Changing my banks.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, that makes sense. So is the new card under the same billing address of 2440 Fairview Road?
Yes, it is.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so that makes it easy. So then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right. That's USAA Bank. It's 4574-3100.
Okay.
3100.
Got it.
5990.
Okay.
2891.
2891. And expiration?
429.
Okay.
401
on the back. Okay, so let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure everything processes. That way you won't have any further hiccups.
Oh, so, by the way,
mm-hmm.
I need to give you an update.
Okay.
I disconnected my contract that I've had for 4 or 5 years with Angie List.
Okay.
And I'm going with you completely.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, we deal with a lot of the Angie clients, and sometimes I hear mixed things about that service. So I'm glad that you've kind of got out of it with them.
Yeah, last month they kept charging me more and more money, and then, you know, and anyhow, I told them, I said, well, I'm canceling my service. I need you to just reimburse me for what, because I hadn't used anything that at the beginning of the month there.
Yeah.
So I canceled my service, and they had me going on two different things I didn't want to.
Wow.
And, I didn't get a single reimbursement, didn't prorate or nothing. So what that tells me, and I'm convinced they are basically 100% motivated by profit. And they don't give a hoot whether I lose $200 or $300 or not.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I've heard things about them before when it comes to reimbursement. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, we'll put a credit on there, but that doesn't help you if you want to cancel, you know? So yeah,
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Are you considered a general contractor by chance, or carpenter, or?
Yeah, I left Florida as a general contractor, Class B. I could build anything in the state up to three stories.
Okay.
When I moved to Tennessee, they wouldn't accept my license and told me I had to start over because they were feuding with each other.
Okay.
Florida, for some reason, had an attitude toward Tennessee builders, which was appropriate.
Oh, I see.
They weren't knowledgeable, so there was a feud going on, and they refused to accept my license. Said I had to start over, so I decided just to go into remodeling, and I've been in doing that for the last 37 years now. I've been in this since 1976. So.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask you, James, is that.
Yes.
We have an excellent program called Google Guaranteed, or it's known as Local Service Ads, where Google has now created an exclusive lead program. And in order to participate, typically you have to be licensed and insured, but I checked for Tennessee General Contractor and there's no license requirements. There's only $100,000 in general liability insurance required. So you're insured, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay. So in order to participate, you'd have to pass a background check, which you will with flying colors since you have that certificate of insurance. And then once you pass the background check, and that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks, then it's a pay-per-lead program. So how this differs from Angie's is that if you get a lead from the Google Guaranteed, it only comes to you. So like you said before, Angie's is only concerned about how much money they're making. So they'll sell that lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right?
Yeah.
So with this, since it only comes to you, you're going to have a much higher chance of converting it. And our department would monitor it and make sure that you're only charged for a lead if it's a valid lead within your industry. So let's say somebody calls you and they say, hey, Jim, are you hiring? You're not going to get charged for that because that's not a lead, right?
Yeah.
Or if someone calls and says, hey, can you do a brand new deck installation? I'm in Las Vegas. Well, you're not going to pay for that because that's not your service area. So that's, you know, one thing that people are telling us when they bundle it with the program that you have now, they're saying that it's the highest revenue generating program that they've seen online. And again, that's because it's exclusive. So if you wanted to try it, all we would charge is the one-time application fee of $250, and that's so that you can submit that application and pass that background check. Once you're approved, the leads are only about $48 each. Now, that'll vary. It might be a smaller job where the lead is $42. It might be a bigger job where the lead is $52, but the average is $48. And we would call you once you're approved and say, okay, we want to activate the budget to start the leads, which would equal 13 leads within the month, or $626. So keep in mind, you don't have to take on, that many leads each month. It all would vary. But you would pay the next month for the leads that you took to kind of replenish the bucket. So let's say that you got 5 or 6 leads and they were all big jobs and you didn't have to take on more. The next month you would just pay for the 5 or 6 leads that you took. So I know that it would be absolutely phenomenal and I know that you would probably love it. So do you want to give it a try?
I'm going to stick with what we've got going right now. I'm happy with it. I just keep it just like it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that much work. I'm actually working on a project, a side project. I spent a lot of money on it. And my long-term goal with you all actually is to start promoting a different project I have completely. It has to do with a construction estimating program.
Okay.
And, I went over this with your people early on, and that's why I started using them. They told me that once I get my program finished and operational,
mm-hmm.
that they would help me find people who are interested in using it, and I could start locally and then go from state to state.
Okay.
And at that time, they were talking about to cover a state, it cost about $1,000 a month or something like that. And I said, well, that's fine as long as I get returns.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where I'm headed with this, okay?
Mm-hmm. Makes
and,
sense. Good for you. You have a really good marketing sense. That's awesome.
Well, that's nice for you to say that.
Yeah, you do.
But at any rate, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, anyhow, that's where I'm headed. Okay. As a matter of fact, I've been working on it for the last, 4 or 5 hours this morning. I've got to get off of it now, but, I've been programming with AI and it's phenomenal. And, I'm working in Python. I rewrote it. I wrote my program in Microsoft Access with a Russian programmer, and now I'm redoing it in Python, and we've made tremendous strides. In 4 months, I've done what it took to do with a programmer. It took 3 years.
Wow. Good for you. That's awesome.
So I'm very close to being done with that. As soon as I get it done and operational, I've got to test the market and see if it's successful, which I hope it is, because it has consumed a lot of money and a lot of time.
I bet.
But anyhow,
wow.
Where I'm going, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, I won't be competing with carpenters anymore. I'm going to be competing with million-dollar businesses. And if I thought it was hard to compete with carpenters, it's really going to be bad when I start competing with these big boys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you guys, I'm hoping that you people will be the ones who will mm-hmm. put me out there. You see, that's what I'm putting my eggs in your basket.
Okay, good for you. Yeah, so, you know what? If you're doing that, you're absolutely going to need that strong internet presence, which we, you know,
mm-hmm.
already have for you locally. So if you start expanding into different parts of the nation, you know, we can absolutely do that for you through the Google ads. You know, maybe you want to add on some paid ads or some more Facebook ads in the future. But for
mm-hmm.
now, it seems like the package that you have is probably, you know, good. So if
yeah.
you want to, you know, look into expanding it once that takes off, you know, feel
uh-huh.
free to call me and we'll go over some options at that time. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
thank
like
you for explaining that all to me. That's awesome. I'm so proud of you. That's really good.
Okay. And that's my program and I'm going to be counting on you all, because I think you all are interested in helping me where I'm at. Whereas
mm-hmm.
Angie, I presented it to them and they dropped it like a hot potato, because they have billions of dollars
mm.
at their disposal and they're not interested in making room for some off the wall guy like me.
Oh, I see.
And,
that's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, ours
so,
is more like targeted marketing. We like to, you know, kind of cater our programs to what the client's individual needs are, you know, rather than being just a cookie cutter thing where everybody gets the same program whether they like it or not, you know.
Well, that's why I'm with you. And I've noticed you've kept your promise to me,
mm-hmm.
and it cost me about $400 or $500 just to find that. Actually, it cost me a lot more, because
mm-hmm.
I've been running your program in parallel with Angie, and to find out who is the best. So,
oh, cool.
I personally think you guys have won.
Oh,
I just
thank
wanted
you
to know that. Okay,
that's nice. I'll send you a little email saying rate us. So if you want to go on and put something
sure.
nice about us online, if we always appreciate that, you know. So I'll send
sure.
that to you, and then you know how to find us when you're ready to expand this. You know, we're definitely on board. I'll put some good notes in here, and then like I said, we'll go over some options at that time. Okay.
Yeah, I expect to be doing that this year at least. Okay.
Good.
I actually, yeah. This mm-hmm. year, I expect to be making that transition, and it's going to be substantial.
Yeah.
And if it is, according to the projection, it could actually be, in 10 years, could be into 8 digits.
What part of the nation are you going to start expanding into first, you think?
Right where I live, in Tennessee.
Good for
and
you,
then I'll,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'll spread out to Kentucky, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. And then if I find that the market is there,
mm-hmm.
I'll start expanding. And if that happens, boom, boom, okay?
Yeah. Then you and I will both be sitting in Tahiti with a little umbrella in our drink. And
that would
right?
be nice. That would be nice. I would enjoy it.
Me
welcome,
too.
I welcome your company.
Me too. That's
all right.
Awesome. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Jim. Have a great rest of your week. And my name again is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you need anything, feel free to reach me, okay?
Nice extension.
Yeah,
right.
I know. It's easy to remember, right?
Yeah. All right.
Take care
now. Have a
now.
Good day.
I will. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.